based experience on love.
Bad.
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 Bad. Bad.
Bad.
And life based experience on love. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles. I am your host, Badass Jones, offering personal advice and life based experience on love, sex, relationships, intimacy, with a little Jamaican flair. Welcome to the Pum Pum Chronicles.
I've been too much. Was it too much for you? Like, were you just bombarded with responsibility that day that you couldn't give me an extra 3/8? You had to stop me at 5'11 and 5/8. So I had to suffer with the stigma of 5'11 men for the rest of my life. Were you trying to humble me, God? Please.
He gave you a big personality, so that's the trade-off. But you can get the inserts for your shoes, so you look like you're 6 feet tall.
I would never. I'm gonna tell you right now, a running joke of me and a friend is that I met her baby father, and I had seen him before, and I was like, yo, is it me or was he shorter? And she started cracking up and pulled up a picture of the day that we met when we were together, right?
Right.
I met him and then we spoke about it another day.
Okay.
And I was like, I thought he was shorter. And she was like, he had on platform sneakers. And she pulls up a picture of the day that we met and the soles were like this big.
And you never noticed?
I didn't think about it. Like, they must have been Balenciagas or one of them, right, you know, the new sneakers. And she was like, he had on platform sneakers.
Wow.
And yeah. So people do that. I would never. I'm just going to wear Timberlands and be as real as I can for the rest of my life.
But even Tim's have like what? An inch and a half, a 2-inch sole? Yeah. So Tim's, you're still getting your 6 feet, like you're hitting maybe 6'1".
I'm there in Tim's. I'm towering over them.
Short, see, now it short makes sense because I feel like there's a... Are you a native New Yorker?
Yeah, absolutely. Brooklyn.
There's like that, the meme jokes that men, New York men, never take their Tims off. So like, if you're fucking and you feel like you need like big fuck energy and you want to be like a 6 foot, you have to keep your Tims on for, you know, to give you to keep the height.
Nah, I was blessed. I'm in a good space. I don't need Tims.
Okay. We like it. Thank God.
Thank God. I mean, thank God, you know, for certain things.
Yes.
So for some certain, I'm in a good space when I take my clothes off.
Oh, certain things.
I'm in a good space when I take my clothes off. I feel good about myself. That's what I will say.
Okay. I like it. We're going to get started.
I did send a dick pic once and I never heard from her again. It was one time, but she did say it was the atmosphere of the pic. It just wasn't a flattering. It was a bum dick pic.
Was this a requested pic or?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like, it was a dirty mirror. I was 10 feet away from the mirror.
Yes.
There, I had like one sock on, so I get it.
So that's a conversation we definitely need to have because I feel like there's etiquette that people need to have when they're sending pictures of their anatomy, especially with men. Like, zooming in is just as bad as being too far from the camera because it doesn't give you like a realistic impression of what it looks like. But your surroundings make a huge difference. And whether or not you're like ashy, like rusty looking, if it looks dry, like it would flake off in your pom-pom, or it looks like it would flake off when it touches you, that's not sexy at all.
You know, I've heard tales of these dry penises. I've never looked at my penis and said, wow, this needs moisturizer. I didn't know it was a thing, but since the internet, I realized that you actually have to lube
before
you send the shot. I didn't know that. I didn't know that you had to moisturize your shot. I didn't have baby oil or
it's like presenting a meal, right? You have different ways that you present things, right? So you have meals that they just slap it on the plate and it's kind of whatever. You know you're gonna eat it. And then you have meals where they've decorated the outside and they've sprinkled this and that and top it with liquor. Like when you make your pineapple drink, you could make a regular pineapple drink. It would still taste good. But when you throw that razzle dazzle on it, when you, you know, you put the little flowers and the little umbrella and the ting and ting them, come on. People are like, okay, I need this.
I did not know that there was a plating aspect to dick pics.
It's essentially the same concept.
It's plating.
Yeah.
Like I have a restaurant and that's, we have to do a whole thing about making sure that the food looks good when it comes out. The presentation.
Presentation is half your battle. Absolutely half your battle. Because sometimes you get food. Like,
should I put it on some like with the green lettuce with a little apple cherry on there? Just put the dick, slap it on a good plate. One of those plates that say eat or dine.
So I'm going to not bother you. I'm not going to take you on. I'm going to start. Greetings, 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 and welcome, Pum Pum Posse. Bless up yourselves. This is the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, AJ Badass Jones. You can find me on my social media, the Pum Pum Chronicles on Instagram and Twitter. You can also follow my personal page, Badass_Jones_, for some more personable and spicy content. If you want to get in contact with me, you can do so in one of two ways. You can either hit me by email, thepumpumchronicles@gmail.com, or you can hit the call-in line, 320-270-1086. Shoot me a text, send me a message. If you want to check out the podcast, you can find it streaming on all platforms where podcasts can be found, including but not limited to Apple, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Amazon. As y'all could tell from the the beginning of this interesting conversation, I have a very dynamic guest with me who I've been trying forever and a day to get on my show, but you know, he's a very busy man, hard to hold him down, even though he's been held down for 3 years. I was let know. Ladies, gentlemen, please welcome Tahoe TV and one half of Hard or Soft Podcast and part of So Shameless Pod. Welcome.
That's right. How you doing today?
I'm good. Now, I know I just gave you the intro, but can you let everybody know who you are, what you do, how they can find you, what you got going on?
I am Tahoe TV. I'm the oldest young person I've ever met in my life. I'm essentially probably one of the horniest as well. I do a podcast with two men, heterosexual men, where we talk about sex, things that we like, things that make us hard, things that we don't like, the things that make us soft. And it's a very interesting conversation. He's an extreme extrovert.
Yes.
Extreme extrovert.
Orlando, big up yourself. Yeah.
But he wants to come talk to you, so you have to set that up. Make sure Absolutely. That you call him, that he can tell you all about his curved penis and things of that nature.
Orlando and I've had a conversation before. I know all about all about very, that.
He's very adamant to let everybody in the world know that his thing goes that curve. I love talking shit on the internet. I might be a troll. I don't know. But I also have a podcast called So Shameless with two co-hosts. We talk about life. We talk about urban culture and things of that nature. It's pretty cool. And by the way, I'm not that hard to hold down. I just need constant reminders because I'm old as shit. Every time I say my age, somebody in the room goes, "Damn!" Like the Kevin Hart meme.
Yeah, I keep telling you that doesn't fly because I'm older than you. So like...
Do you actually say your age, though?
I'm
stupid enough to say it in a room.
I don't, because nobody ever believes it. And so it just becomes a weird conversation, right? So this year, November, I decided I was going to put it out there because it was a huge milestone. I was like, okay, let me celebrate it. And the barrage of fucking questions from people.
Yeah.
Like, I had people wanting to see my ID because they thought, who lies and says that they're older than they are? Does that make sense?
I said this to somebody yesterday. I actually said this. I'm glad that you did that just now. I'm like, is she naked? Is she... I've been thinking about this for the last 5. I just keep looking like, is she really naked? This is bold. Yeah,
no. See, you can see the top of them, but no, I wouldn't do you like that. I would give you fair warning. It's the presentation. I would say, like, Tahoe, I'm putting my titties out there. Just be prepared.
It's a very nice presentation. I'd eat off that plate, definitely.
It's got like all the, you know, like the, what do we say? Like you have to plate it nicely. You have to drizzle two things on it and, you know, put a little of this, a little of that.
Yes, it looks like an appetizer, a main course, and a dessert.
Could we stay on track, please, sir?
Yes, I didn't realize. Did we go somewhere?
Okay, so if people want to get in contact with you, how can they do that? And if they want to follow or check out your podcasts, plural, how do they do that? And are you going to let people know about your restaurant?
No, we're closed until the spring.
Okay.
Tahoe TV, Tahoe_TV, _TV on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can also find me and Orlando on Hard or Soft Podcast on all streaming networks. We have our own OnlyFans. We have YouTube where you can watch us. And the OnlyFans is, a lot of times we have guests come in and demonstrate.
Oh.
That are not suitable for the camera. Think Howard Stern and think Pornhub. At the same time, we've had squirters come. I remember we had this one squirter come and she said that she can manipulate herself at will. And so I placed a plant about 4 feet from her and said, if you can water that plant, I'll give you $100.
And you gave her $100?
I wound up having to give her $100.
Shut up.
We've had snakes come. We've had sexual massages come. We've tied people up to 2x4s with zip ties and tied vibrators to the zip to the 2x4 and let it just sit there on their clip. Can we talk about these things on this thing?
Oh, you can say whatever you want. This is a free space.
Yeah. And then Orlando decided to get involved while we were recording. So I wound up walking while he was on the floor in there a little bit.
And, very nice.
That curled up on our OnlyFans.
You've had one where Nick from Erotic Boudoir, shout out Nick. The fuck machine. I don't even know what it's called. Contraption with the dildo.
Fuck machine. That's right. I was playing. Nick sent me a bunch of toys. We're gonna interview Miss Be Nasty soon. I'm gonna try to get her to wear this during the episode. But chill. Don't say anything.
I was about to ask. So I know that Orlando is a huge fan. It's not even in the line of questions. I know Orlando is a huge fan. Of the strokers, and I need to do an episode where I have both of you together because I've done one with Orlando before. Are you a fan of using male toys?
Like, I'm not a fan of male toys as far as jerking off. I'll use cock rings. I've used a, what do you call it, prostate massager where it goes in your rectum. Used things like that. You know, now I've definitely found my way into realizing that the ass is not the pathway to gayness. It has nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And my lady and I, we explore, we have things. No, she's never strapped me because I'm not a sub. I feel somewhat dominant with the way that I react with my woman. So I'm not going to bend over and let her fuck me because that's somewhat sub behavior in my opinion. There's nothing wrong with it, but to me, it's, I'm a giver more than a taker. Why do you not agree with that?
No, what I wanted to ask is there a position that you would be comfortable in that would allow you to still feel more masculine while she's pegging you?
She has fingered, tongue, all of that. But in a way that, I don't know. I'm not really...
Like, it's not in your head that you're doing, like, anything gay. Like, there's no gay shit.
No, it's not gay because it's my girl, so it doesn't really matter to me. But I'm not really... I don't think that I'm a taker in that fashion. Like, you fucking me that way. Like, fuck me with your pussy. I'm with that. Like, I'll even assume a position where she can do the thrust in it. I'm just sitting there like... Ah! You know what I'm saying? But in a way where I'm... My butthole is like... Oh, like big open, and she's just thrusting that hard, and I don't see.
You're it. Like, yeah, that's not for you.
But another thing that I realized is that anal play is for certain. Everything isn't for everybody. Period.
Sure.
That's just period. Everything is for everybody, and I don't really get much from it. We've had our feelings with exploration and seeing what works for us and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't really get much for it. I kind of let her do it because I feel comfortable with her.
Does she enjoy it though? Like, is it, because you know, like there's some women, like for me, like I enjoy that type of dominant feeling with a man when he allows it. But then in some cases, it's because he needs to be dominated. Like he wants to relinquish that control.
It's funny. I've never asked her if she enjoys it. I think that she does. She wanted. I think that she. It was an exploratory thing for her to know that I would open that part up to her.
Yes.
Where I had never done it before.
And you'd never considered it prior to her.
I had a girl eat my ass before, but it was a weird eat my ass because she's going down on me and then she like looked up, was like, this, you mind if I'm like, hey, do you think, I don't care, girl, I don't care. And she like, you know what I'm saying, she's lifting my leg up like this, and I'm just sitting here like, it's mad funny because I really was just like this with my leg in there. She's just and hey, it was what it was. And I was just like, yo, I was just sitting there like, yo, this is an interesting feeling. But it was more interesting than the fact that that's what she wanted to do. So I was just like, yes. All right, cool. But I think for my lady, it was more like, how much do you trust me?
You okay. Know what I'm saying? Yes.
And once we got through past that, she was like, well, if you're not getting anything from it, it doesn't do nothing for me. Like, she's trying to give me a prostate orgasm.
Yeah. Right.
Which
did that happen? Like, did that actually occur? Did you enjoy it? Like, did you get any sort of pleasurable sensation from it? Or are you just kind of waiting for something to happen that didn't happen?
Yeah. Well, I will say this. She got me the prostate massager. It goes in and we had sex while it was in. Orlando loves when I tell this story because it's somewhat embarrassing. As I begin to orgasm, I never realized that when you actually shoot, your butt clenches.
Yes.
The prostate massager couldn't take it.
Did it fly out?
And it flew across the room.
Shut the hell up. What?
It flew across the room, and that was the last time I used it because I'm from Brooklyn. Like, I just, that type of, it's just like, yo, what? Why? I had to go pick it up off the floor. I was just like, oh. Nah. Yeah, I'm good. But I don't think
the conversation after that was it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, shit. Yo, having sex with somebody that you can laugh with? Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Yeah, it's a whole different level.
The things that you laugh about, like, I remember last week, I swear to God, last week, I don't know, we had maybe hadn't had sex in a week or two, and you know, jerking off is one thing. I love jerking off. But pussy is pussy.
Yes.
And when you have a connection with somebody, I realize fucking somebody that you don't really know or have a connection with, it's, yeah, you're going to see the ass clap and titties is titties. And yeah, yo, I'm fucking this pussy. That's dope. But when you have a connection with somebody and y'all are like entwined with each other and y'all really fuck with each other, there's a level of orgasm that can happen. You can get it from other people. I'm not going to say you can't because the body has triggers, but it's more likely to happen when you have a connection with somebody. That being said, something happened where I started like, but I started coming and I started shaking and like the drool came out my mouth and like went in her hair and her ear, it went in her ear and she's like, what is that? I was like, a drool, and I'm laying there because I couldn't even help it. I'm just like, and then in my head I'm like, because she's facing the other way, I'm from behind, and in my head I'm just thinking of her face. I know her face was like,
what the fuck?
Because I think I'm too cool. I don't do shit like that. I'm not a type of nigga. Like, I think I'm too cool.
Oh my god.
I had to, like, stroke the drool out of her hair and like give her a rag for ears.
How was that conversation after? She's asking if you're okay.
It was a lot of laughter.
See, I like that. I like that.
A lot of laughter.
And it's funny because, you know, in having conversations with people about like their sexual experiences and, you know, things that they've learned over the year, and people whose go-to like is porn, I feel like as a teaching tool, it's kind of good for the basics, but then it also gives you an unrealistic expectation of what sex is actually like and the things that happen. So you don't see the moments where there's laughter. You don't see the moments like when your butt plug because of the pressure goes flying across the room. You don't see the muscle cramps. You don't see the moments where you have to stop to go pee or you need to get like a drink of water. And those moments I think are really important to really good sexual experiences. So the fact that you're able to share that with somebody that you love and care about just makes it, like you said, it makes the sex tremendous. Like it takes it to a completely different level.
But you have to have a partner that you connect to on that level. Like you can have sex a million times and not even realize that you have not connected like that to this person. And you know, I was never exploratory. I would never been able to do hard or soft. For one, if it wasn't for Orlando, but mainly for my girl, because when we met, and I tell this story all the time, and I don't know if a guy's ever found this, ever had this moment with a woman. She had me wearing condoms for fucking ever. And so she's like, go get the condom out the drawer. I'm like, oh, okay. And I open the drawer and it's like 30 dildos in there. There's like glass dildos. There's
rubber dildos.
There's rainbow dildos. There's dildos curved like this. There's dildos with two dildos. I'm just looking at this fucking matrix of dildos and I'm just like, is this something you need to tell me? Or do you have like a second job or something? Like,
you're right.
What is this? Plethora. Yeah. Here. And from there, I had to face the decision of whether I was going to back away from these or if I was, obviously she likes a lot of dick.
Yes.
And obviously she likes to play a lot. She likes a lot of different things. And it's like, all right, so are you just going to act like, is this just hers or is this y'all's? Are y'all going to use these things? Are you going to figure out how far this tunnel of amazement goes?
Yes.
And so that's what we started doing. And that's where the anal play came in, because I started playing with her so much. And it's like, all right, so what are you into on your side?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, shit, we here, whatever. I don't care. It is what it is. And that was a trust. It was a bond that became forming. And from there, we started doing so many different things. Pretty fucking fire, I must say. I said on my show, 3 months in, that she gave me the best pussy I've ever had in my life. And I'm going to tell you right now, as a drug dealer, I had the first Range Rover in Best Buy. I was out here for a long time back in the day. I've had a lot of sex, a lot. And for me to say that in 2020, maybe 2019, no disrespect to anybody else, because we had a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody out there that's ever given me some pussy or fuck shit out of me or vice versa. Because it's a two-way street. We fucking each other. It's not me fucking you. We are here fucking each other. But for me to say that and for her to actually keep that up for so long, like, shout to her. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. Shout to her. So I'm gonna say this into it. So as an adult, this would be your second sexual awakening, because this is when you're truly coming into yourself. Okay. So think of your younger self. When did your first sexual awakening occur?
Jerking off.
How old?
I want to say, somebody was telling me the other day, I have this Discord. Sorry.
Okay.
I have this Discord where it's just a community of people that talk about sex. Because of Heart of Soft, we have our own Discord. And somebody was saying that women don't have the luxury of learning about their bodies until later in life.
Yes.
That I don't know if that was the truth for me, right? I'm not a woman, so I'm just like, yo, I didn't know what the fuck was going on with me. I remember sitting, you know, as kids, y'all talk about taboo stuff that you're not supposed to talk about your kids, right? So yes. I remember we'd have been 12 or something, and we were all hanging together, and my friend was like, oh, you ain't never got no pussy, child, whatever. You ain't never got no pussy. And I was like, yes, I did. Lying, I hadn't. And he's like, all right, well, tell me where it is. And I was like, it's right here. And he was like, nah, nigga, it's under. And I was like, and everybody in the room cracked up. Obviously, I had no idea.
Right. But
I didn't know about my body either. And one day, I must say, if I may, I must have been scratching my shit or something. Because I remember I didn't know what jerking off was.
Right.
So I'm just laying there, you know, I'm sitting at the edge of my bed. I remember I was sitting at the edge of my bed and this light, like this fucking explosion happened. I think I blanked out. I like blanked out for a second. And I felt my hand and it was sticky because I didn't know what just happened. I swear to you, I was right. not playing with it. I must have felt like I was just itching my shit or something.
Right.
And I had this stuff on my hands. And I was looking down and it was on there and I was looking at my hands and I was like, what the fuck was that?
Right?
My mom must not have seen me come out that room for the next 2 years.
you spend time discovering yourself and learning yourself.
I was in that room for a good 2 years, and it's funny as hell. I promise you, I used to have guns. I used to fight. I've been stabbed, shot at, all that. And in the midst of all of that, I would make my way to the DVD man that sold the
those like bootleg porn videos.
Bootleg porn. And I would walk past the corner with all my drug dealer friends, all the crackheads going back and forth. And I would have a stack of DVDs this big in my hand. We're like, yo, I got to go bag up. I'll be back. Bag up meaning, you know, put the drugs. I'd be like, I got to go bag up. I'll be back. And I'd be in the crib for a good 2 hours just knocking that shit back if I had to. But I've been addicted to porn. I love porn, man. And,
what is your favorite porn genre? What is your, if you have a go-to...
Massage.
Really?
I love massage porn. I'm gonna tell you why I love massage porn. I'm a story type of guy.
Okay.
So the thing for massage porn is the moment where it turns. The moment where she either reaches up, grabs his shit.
Right.
After her massage, you know what I'm saying? And she's so turned on by it that she's like, fuck me. And I have this video of these two, where this isn't a massage point. One of my ex co-hosts told me about this video, and it's called The Best Pussy Eating. And it's a very grainy video. There's a girl standing up with this fat ass pussy. Her pussy's like a fucking hamburger. And these two people are eating her pussy, male and female.
Yes, 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 yes. And one in the front and one behind. And then they take turns, and then they do it together at the same time. Yes. Yes.
And then she yells out, somebody fuck me. Somebody fuck me. I'm like, oh. Fuck. Like, shit. And I've literally rewinded that one 10 second clip.
Wow.
So many times. Just
that pushes you right over the edge.
Oh, baby. I can hear it in my head right now. I've been watching for that little bit for years. But it's the thing for me sexually, period. And the reason I mention that, and it has nothing to do with massage porn, is I love women. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I love people. I love to see the moment when they lose their fucking cool.
Yes.
Right? So even if I don't like, I'm gonna keep it real, I don't like seeing porn that doesn't end in him coming. Or I'll like seeing orgasm compilations of women.
Right.
But it's like, I need to see the moment where it becomes so too much and you climax. The climax of orgasm is overload of your senses. We were talking about this on the show this week.
It's when you reach your breaking point. You can't contain it anymore.
The synapses have fired so much that you lose it. And that's actually what it's defined as. It's that it becomes an overload of these synapses and you break, you explode.
Yes. In French, they call it a petit mot, which is, it's called a little death, because that's basically what it is. It's like you've reached that point where you basically like leave your body, you die, and then you come back again.
Yeah. That is the turn on point for me. And smaller moment in that is when a woman who is being manipulated now wants to manipulate back, now wants to join, now wants to the fact that women actually let us inside their bodies is so interesting to me. It's always been interesting to me because I was raised just like you were, that women were this delicate thing, that sex was something that men wanted to do to women, that, you know, we fucked them and, you know, you got to get them instead of the other. And the idea that she would like it or want it or desire it or call you and say, I'm coming over, or like really do things to make you put yourself into her and fuck her, escaped me in my entire childhood. I didn't understand. I didn't, or a teenager, you know, or even a young adult, because women are such elaborate individuals. If you don't have experience with them, you can't just figure a woman out. There's no way. So it took me deep into my 20s or 30s to even understand the different the nature of a woman,
yes,
the different levels, how to communicate, how to see you, how to actually see you and read you and pay attention to you. You know what I'm saying? Because men are closed off. We kind of one way a lot of times because we don't even know how to identify our feelings like that. But women will show you a multitude, a variety of different things that mean different things to her. So to understand that and actually understand that women actually desire sex and enjoy it, and it's I'm actually getting warm. I don't
know why. That's the experience that we provide. It's a good thing.
It's an amazing thing how sensual and amazing y'all are. And just think about it, guys. If there's any, I don't know how much of a male population that you have that listen to the show. How dope is it that they let us fuck them? Or let us inside them? Like, they desire that. What we thought was us conquering this whole time.
It really wasn't.
Yes. They desire that too. Right? That's fucking...
But it was taboo. Like, we've always been raised, like, women that we're not supposed to talk about our desire. Like, it's not ladylike. It's not, you know, it's not respectable. It's not for a woman to say, you know what? Like, I want to fuck him. Like, he looks sexy. I want to fuck. You just weren't supposed to say those kind of things. Whereas with men could covet women. They could say, they could catcall, they could whistle, they could, you know, say whatever they wanted to say. And that was the norm, and that was acceptable. But yeah, we've been conditioned to verbally suppress our desires.
And then the fact that society makes it that if she does do that to you,
she's a whore.
She's a whore.
Yeah.
You look down on her.
Yeah.
Or even if you do sexually desire her, it's not cool to want her because she's loose.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what society has done to all of us, because I'm not going to say men are the victim because we perpetrate this idea, but it's something that came down from, I believe, Western society. I believe. I'm not sure. I haven't done the knowledge on that. But you grow up in that and then you perpetrate the same thing to other people.
Absolutely.
Until you realize or have an awakening or actually have a daughter or... Didn't you do it to your daughters too, man? So I don't. It's just an interesting thing that we turn away what we actually want because of what society says is deemed valid or deems acceptable.
So I have a question for you. So you said that it wasn't until like in your late 20s and your 30s when you started to have a better appreciation for women. So at some point, you were more of, let's say, like a superficial dater. So it was like it was really just about the physical attraction.
Of course.
What was the visual draw for you? Like, you know, like how some men are ass men, some men are breast men, some like want thick thighs. What was your superficial draw? Like, what was the thing about a woman that made you say like, yeah, I need her. Yeah, I want that.
You know, to say that to me, if you can actually say that, you don't enjoy women. Mm. The reason why is because women exude sexuality in so many different ways. It can be her eyes. It can be her eyebrows. It could be the way she smiles at you. It could be the way her hips sway. It could be the way she walks. It could be her toes. It could be the way her breasts jiggle. Right. It can be her, you know what I mean? It could be her voice. Some women have just a very sensual voice, which is why in those, porn ads or dipsies or, you know, those stories, they usually have a woman who is just has that alluring voice. That sets the tone immediately, no matter what the story is about, no matter what she's selling, no matter what product there is, that voice has already gotten you into the mood. So for me, my answer to that would just be a woman that exudes sexiness, period. It's everywhere. And when a person identifies with that or just walks with it, it's amazing. Some people you can just... You watch, walk into a room, and you just be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, because I do.
They are that sexy. Now, sexy and attractive are two different things.
Okay. Break down the differences.
I've seen twins where one was sexy and the other one was pretty.
Oh.
And it was like, okay, they're pretty. They're both pretty. But she's sexy as fuck. There's something about her.
Right.
The way she moves, her eyes, the way she smiles at you is just like, oh, fuck. I can't, man. I can't. And those are the ones that will break me because I will do anything. I love sexiness, you know?
Does size matter to you? Do you think they're sexy at any size or do you...
Oh,
I know everybody has a preference, but does size really matter to you?
I enjoy women, period. Now, it's so funny. I was telling this story on another show recently. I met two young ladies. One might have been 260, 270, round lady, round young lady. And the other one was more curvy.
Okay.
When the curvy, smaller one found out that I was attracted to the bigger girl and they're friends, she started like hitting on me. She started talking down on her friend like, oh, but she's so big, why would you? And I'm just like, yo, I like her.
Yeah.
I want to fuck her. I want to fuck her. Like, I don't know like what this is because that's your friend.
Right.
I didn't go back and tell anything. You know what I mean? I just focused more on the young lady that I was attracted to. But I think that sexy comes in all shapes and sizes. And I'm not just saying that to be politically correct. I think that sexiness comes in all shapes and sizes. And I had one of my best sexual experiences with a bigger girl. I've had incredible sexy experiences with smaller, skinny women that didn't have much ass or titties. I've had incredible fucking... kangaroos in bed, these skinny bitches. It's fucking like deep ass pussies. Nobody takes pussy better than a skinny ass woman or a tall woman. Like they got pussy for days, bro. There's no, I will never challenge a skinny woman. Never. I think, of course, the aesthetic of, I have this visual thing about reaching over and grabbing big titties from behind. It's just something in my mind. Now, when I say visual, I'm saying in my mind, there is a setting of sorts in my mind. Like, say if I was a TV, I'm on a setting where something about, it's just a continuous thing in my mind, reaching around while hitting it from the back and having my hands full of plump breasts and massaging them as I'm fucking. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, pulling on the nipples or twisting the nipples. Sorry. Are you all right?
That's okay. Yeah, no, I'm good.
I heard you.
Water. The fuck?
Yeah. That is something that is a fantasy of mine that I like to live over and over again. So, yes, I love breasts. I am a breast man.
Okay.
I think that a woman who has a fat ass is amazing. But a woman who knows how to use her arch can compete. You don't have to have a fat ass if you know how to arch that shit and put it in the air. It's an amazing sight regardless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I
think, right.
You know, Glamazon Taomi, I saw her. It's her at is Real Glamazon Taomi. I saw her on Instagram, and she's doing a class where she's teaching women how to arch.
Arch, yes.
And that arch can be used in so many different ways in sex. It's a beck and call. I've had a woman use that arch while we were arguing.
Oh, and that just dead the argument one time.
Dead the arch. She put that shit in the air and looked at me and said, "Are you sure this is what you want to talk about right now?"
Hey, boy. Big up to her.
Bomba clot. Because what do you do?
Right? You take out the blood clot cocky and gear on some wood.
That's it.
That's all you can
do. Them, right?
Argue later. Don't even argue anymore.
Done. There's nothing done. To talk about. I don't think we revisited that conversation ever.
That's some kryptonite.
You understand?
Yeah.
A woman that knows how to arch even when riding, that's when you get that bounce. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. On that shit. You ain't got to have mad ass to know how to bounce on that. Boom, bang, 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 bang. Dick just suffering. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Yo, look at somebody. What are you doing? Jesus.
Take time. Oh my gosh,
you need time. I need to understand what you're doing right now. Just ever look at somebody and you just grab them by the throat, just look them in the eye like, yo, you're fucking me right
yeah.
now.
And but you know what, sometimes that needs to happen. Like, I think as women, because we're primarily on the receiving end, sometimes you have to switch it around and yes. give him the pussy.
Yeah.
Let him take, you know what I mean, experience getting the pussy instead of him coming for the pussy. Sometimes you need to give it to him. You need to fling it back on him. You need to get up on top of him and ride the shit out of him and let him know that at any given moment you can switch things up.
And so Valentine's Day winds up coming and you wind up spending an inabsorbent amount of money to show her how much she cares.
Yes.
Much about her. Once she's fucked you like that, because you realize, yo, this my bitch. yo, nah. This is my bitch. Like, seriously. So, it's an amazing thing when a woman understands her sexuality, uses it, and feels respected and honored and safe with a person and protected by a person. And that comes in a myriad of different ways. But once you have that, it's something to honor and change.
It is. I always feel like she'll give you the heart in her pom pom. Like, it's not just about, like, she's giving you her soul. Like, she's giving you the center of her. When you do all the things like you just said, when you honor her, when you worship her, not necessarily worship in that kind of like bow down type of way, you're paying attention to her love languages and the things that she needs, she will give you the heart and soul in the middle of her pom pom. Like, she'll give you all of her.
That's right. And here's the thing, you gotta know that. You gotta see that and not think that you're just taking some pussy, because this is a very special moment, bro. And, you know, men have been used. We, you know, a woman, I've said this before, a woman's God complex is to give life. I feel like there's just a natural God complex in women. Y'all give life.
Yes. Normally.
And men, we aren't blessed with that 9 months gestation period.
Yes.
You are connected to another life where you are, you feel it and you breathe it and you share with it. And so our God complex, and men may feel a way about this, but just think about this, is to take life. It is to control, conquer, bend, and break. Now, that is why we are the providers and protectors. And you look at any male species out there, besides, I say lions and what so, because women are the hunters and that. But I don't know how that happened. But, we go out and get it. And we bring it back. And we say, this is what I can provide to you for living life, for bearing children.
Yes.
This is how I, you know, show my role right? And you will do whatever you have to do. You're not going to let nobody violate your home. You're not going to let nobody violate your woman, your children. Your God complex is that you can take life. You can protect if necessary, or no, by any means necessary. The problem is when, going back to respecting the woman, you turn that power up on her. When you try to control her that way, instead of actually bonding, or you use that power to get as many as you possibly can without actually showing respect, and it turns you, it changes you, it changes the nature of the bond between male and female, or man and woman, excuse me, not male and female, because I realize that that's a derogatory for ladies, but between man and woman, there is a connection there that you are disrespecting. Mm-hmm. And changing into something different by using your God complex against hers. And that is something that, you know, this is why I talk about love all the time. That's why I talk about respecting my woman all the time. Now, we actually in a situation where we are exploring polyamory, but at the same time, there is always a level of the utmost highest respect for her.
Yes.
No matter what we do. Yes. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be that. And I think that if we could reprogram ourselves into understanding that, we could repair a lot of shit that goes on in the Black community. Like, there's a lot there.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot there. We're understanding your role and understanding that you can't turn it against your woman.
Yes.
And that you have to respect her to the highest, utmost value when it comes to her body and her role, your role in hers and her role in your lives.
Yes.
I talked a lot just now.
No, you're good. Do you personally think that there's a difference between fucking and making love? Or is it all the same?
It is not all the same. And it's more than just how fast or how hard you go, or the rhythm, slowness, speed. Me and my girl fuck and we make love as we fucking. Like, I'll say, I've watched Orlando, me and Orlando, we throw sex parties, we throw play parties a lot where, you know, people come out and they play, they explore, they do sexual things. Orlando's sexual style is making love.
Yes.
He's a grind.
Yes.
Kiss.
Grinding in the pom pom. Yes.
Shoe on his forehead. Yep. And I'm more I'm hitting that pussy. Pop, 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 pop. But this comes down to the connection between two people. The connection between two people is the basis of all that. Sometimes me and my lady like to fuck. But us fucking is us making love. That is just the way we do. And sometimes we go missionary and we just kiss the whole way through. It's very soft. It's very Janet Jackson. Anytime, any place. You know what I'm saying?
I like that reference.
It's very in the garden.
For those of you who are too young to know, that's the Secret Garden. Yes, Quincy Jones, Barry White. What I did. Yes. Okay.
I want to sing with you. Oh, hey. God. But then you have that as well. But it's actually an expression of the connection that you have between each other. And it needs to be respected. And then I'm not sure, and I'm going to say this because I don't want y'all to think that I'm always talking about men down, but I talk through my experiences, fellas. It's not that I'm trying to tell you how to be. Your experience could be way different than mine. I would tell you, maybe I was the lowest form of human being. I ain't have a dad. I didn't have brothers. I had a bunch of ignorant niggas on the corner that I was chilling with that I realized was not even as in tune with the world as I was. But it took me years and a lot of mistakes to figure that out, then re-educate myself. So maybe if you're listening to this and you got a better experience than me, or have more understanding of your body and women than me, just understand this was my experience.
Yes.
I'm not telling you how to be. So that's it. I always thought of it as fucking. Right. I thought everything was fucking. And I thought that making love was slow. But there's a connection that you have with your person.
Right. So the making love aspect is about the connection. It's not about the actual physical act itself.
No. It's about the connection. Now you can be, there's a fucking, fucking can be evil. I'm not saying it is evil.
Right.
It can be.
How like, so?
If you're mad at each other, that's not evil per se, but it's aggressive.
Yes.
It's weaponized.
Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? It has the potential to be dangerous and not like in the good kind of way. But
You know, like say if I'm grabbing her by throat and throwing her on the floor and then fuck her and then pick her up by her hair and drag over here and then fuck over here. Or, you know, just violent, you know what I mean? There's a level of passion and intimacy that I bypass because I'm trying to prove a point.
Yes.
I wouldn't consider that a making love thing. There's some fucking going on in here right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But there's a level to that. So there's always levels to a lot of different things.
If you could advise your younger sexual self of one thing that you know now that you didn't know then, what would you tell yourself? Like for me, I would say that it was telling myself that it's okay to be sexually free, that it's okay to sexually explore, and that you shouldn't allow anyone to shame you for the desires that you have. That would be mine to myself.
Like most women should hear that.
Yeah.
Early.
Yes.
Like, and you.
Yeah, I told my daughter that when she was of an age to start to really understand herself sexually, let's say like 12, 13, that's one of the conversations that we had. Like, you never have to be embarrassed and don't let anybody shame you. If it comes to a point where you're, you know, you're of the age where you're having sex, make sure that your needs are met as well. Don't let no boy con you into giving him sex, giving him pussy, sucking his dick, and he's not willing to reciprocate. You know what I mean? And to know that it's okay to be in love or what you think is the version of love at that age by your understanding, but to know that there's bigger love to come. There's more love to come.
Right. Wow. That's an amazing lesson to teach. Yeah. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of experience to understand.
Yes. And I have a lot of that in my old years.
You understand what I'm saying? So yes. we tell our younger generation the things, but they got to go through some things. It's there. Yes. They hear it.
But they have to experience it for it to really manifest for them. Yeah.
And they have
to. But that's half the battle, because when we were kids, we didn't get those kind of talkings. Like, our parents would never say to us,
never,
make sure you use condoms. They'd say, don't bring no pickney home. Make sure you don't come home with no baby. That's all they cared about. But they would never say to you, you know what, your pleasure is important. Or like, you're, you know, to say like Tahoe, when you're with a woman, make sure, you know, it's not just about you getting your nut. You need to make sure that she's taking, like, we don't ever hear those things, you know. Now, how we are, you and I, our generation, we actually have the opportunity now to positively impact our kids and the younger generations by our experiences, even though they still have to go through it. At least they've kind of like got a cheat code for when it happens, right?
It's and who knows what that will do in 30 years, 20 years. This whole thing is crazy, because I've watched so many generations change. Because if we're from the era, that means we saw hip hop come in.
Yes.
So we've seen the internet start. We've seen where it's come and gone to now.
Yes.
We've seen so many different things happen, from bell bottoms to tight jeans. It's amazing. This generation of ours have seen a lot of different shit.
Yes.
Now, to answer your question, I would say, let me precurse it with a short story. You remember the Wayans brothers?
Absolutely.
The show Pop, I think Pop passed away.
Yes.
I learned how to have sex from Pop.
The bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang, bang. You understand? Now, it was funny. It was funny, but that's how I learned how to have sex.
Wow.
Bang, 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 bang.
That's crazy.
I remember early on in life, as a drug dealer, one of my homegirls used to hang around us, somehow managed to get me in the house, because I didn't have the game to get her. So she was like, come on, Ty, I'm going to walk you to your house so you can get some more drugs. And she pulled out that big old butt and bent it over, and I went in that thing. I'm slamming into her. Bang, 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 bang. Sound familiar?
Yep.
She looks around her back and she says, "Why are you fucking me like this?" And she said it in an exasperated tone. Obviously, I'm a little less, you know, I had more wind than she had because I was slamming into that thing. And so for a long time, I walked around with an inflated ego. She asked me why I'm fucking her like this. And it wasn't until, she never gave me no more pussy. And it wasn't until I actually was aware of how to have sex that I realized she really wanted to know why I was fucking her like that.
Yeah, like not in a good way.
Yeah, like why are you crashing into my shit? Like, what are you? Are you mad at me?
Did I do you something?
Like, why are you fucking me like this? Like, yes. I get it, but can we have an experience?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or is this just about you getting your nut off real quick? And so the lesson that I would teach, and that's the precursor to answer your question, I would say take your time. Warm her up. Do every sex is there's a million things you could do with sex before you actually start having sex.
Say that shit again, please. There was people in the back.
I'm gonna tell you right now, with my lady who loves fucking, my lady loves fucking. So stay your ass away from her, cause bro, leave her alone unless she wants you. Cause I protect this lady here. I love this pussy. She loves fucking. You heard? I learned how to do dom work. Dom work. Basically, like, tying her up. Mm-hmm. Anticipation. I would cover her head with a mask. Mm-hmm. Or a
the sensory hood. Deprivation.
Sensory deprivation.
Ooh. Yeah, that shit's sexy.
I would take it. So the mask is one thing, but in the mask, or that only goes over your eyes, you can still see light.
Yes.
So I would pick a black shirt. Tie it up and under her head so she can see nothing.
Yes, and it muffles the sound as well.
Muffles the sound. So you can also put things over the ears.
Yes. Right? Like,
what's it called? The headphones that take away
the noise canceling. Yeah, the noise canceling headphones. Yeah.
I didn't do it that time, the noise canceling headphones, but I had the hood over her head and I like spoke to her like, "I'm gonna do some nasty things to you tonight. You know, you've been a bad girl.
Oh my goodness, wow.
We're gonna get through this together."
Damn.
As I speak to her, I just slap her ass, right? And then I say, "Baby, you dry. You dry, don't ever come over dry again." And I go get the baby oil and I start moisturizing her with the baby oil all over her body. And then slap her ass shit again. And she's you're not fucking yeah, come here. Follow my voice. Come here.
Come seriously?
Here. Follow my voice. Bend down. And I start stroking her with the different toys that we have. They the flogger or pinwheel or but I'm talking to her the whole time. And then I'd stop. Just let her sit there, and then I'd like wave the flogger by her ear so she hears a
yes.
Bro, by the time I looked at that pussy, that vagina,
soaking wet.
It was soaking wet. Fucking wet.
Yep.
You understand? It ain't been that wet since the day first day. You know, in the beginning, that pussy be wet because you really be wanting this thing for so long. Yeah. I get that. Wait, this is years in now. Mm. The pussy was dripping. I'm talking about dripping.
Yep.
And I'm looking at it, right? Because she got the hood. I'm looking like, yo. Because I didn't realize that there were so many different levels to the sex that you can do before you actually have penetration.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, she orgasmed a million times before that, before we ended. You know what I'm saying? Whereas normally she might get one, maybe two, maybe three. But I'm talking about so many times.
Yes.
She orgasmed a few times before I even entered. because I went and got the glass dildo and, you know, played with the vibrator and shit like that. Yeah. Mm. So once I realized that these things was possible, going back was very difficult. It's, we here now. You know what I'm saying?
Kick the door wide open. You've gone through it. And now
I wish that I would have known that as a youth, that you can appreciate a woman's body. There's different things that you could have used.
Do you think you would have been ready for it, though? Like, if you think about yourself in your younger years, the experiences that you've had now, do you think that you would have been ready for it?
No, because as a man, I believe the same thing that women believe. Sex is dirty. Sex is, I'm fucking her. Mm-hmm. I got to hurry up and get it over with. I got to hurry up and get this, you know, because we're not supposed to be here, or I'm not supposed to be I'm not supposed to be freaky.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that one for sure.
I'm just supposed to be fucking real quick. So being actually freaking and actually be a freak ass nigga, that wasn't acceptable. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't taught. That wasn't celebrated. All it is that, did you fuck her?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes. I fucked her. Rather than I took my time, I ate the pussy, I, you know, did this or did that. And definitely no butt play, anal play, anything on me, because all of a sudden now that makes me gay. And I remember a young lady who I always wanted to have sex with. She started fucking my homeboy, and she said, and I still was on her body because she was amazing, gorgeous, sexy. And she said, "Ty, I'm telling you right now, I put fingers in that ass. So if you come over here, I'm putting fingers in that ass." And I'm like, "Nah, you ain't, you fucking him, he ain't." She's like, "That nigga be getting fingers in his ass, trust me." I'm like, "No, he don't. Please, stop playing." She's like, "I don't fuck unless that finger's going in the ass. I'm telling you right now, that's my thing." And I'm like, "Get the fuck out of here." And I thought to my man, I'm looking at him like, "You be letting him fuck you in the ass? Or finger you?" You know? I didn't realize it was just a part of sex.
Yes.
You can do anything you want if y'all have consent and y'all just enjoy each other. Y'all can enjoy each other. I didn't know that was, you know what I'm saying? So
It's the stereotype. It's the stigmatism, because like a lot of men feel that way. You know, it's sort of like, it's like people who say they don't like something, but they've never tried it, but they're certain that they're not going to like it, even though they've never tried it. So you'll have some men who'll be like, you know, they don't want nothing in their ass. And they're like, okay, so now you're sucking his dick, you're working your way down to the, you know, the gooch, and then you kind of slip down that way. Now you're licking his ass and he's not stopping you. So then you have the conversation, you say to him, okay, but you said nothing in your ass. Okay, well, you know, a tongue is fine because, you know, it wasn't so bad. Okay, so then you go from a tongue to like a finger, and now it's like, okay, well, but I don't want anything else. But you just said you didn't want anything at all in your ass. We've graduated to tongue and fingers. So a small toy, a prostate massager shouldn't be a problem.
It's mental conditioning.
Right. That association with being gay stops everything.
And then why is that such a big deal, even if you are? Even if you are. Even if you accept the fact that you like other things that other people don't like, why is that such a bad deal? Like, what happened to us that broke us and put us into that? Because I know a gay dude on this block, niggas wasn't calling gay because he could fight.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, it's okay that he's gay because he'll bust your
ass. Because he'll bust your ass, exactly.
So
but if he was more feminine, they wouldn't have a problem riding him for that.
Right. Getting on his back about it, you understand what I'm saying? So it's an interesting thing that I still haven't, you know, the gay community and the heterosexual community, as far as men, cis hetero men, and the gay men, we are a huge divide because of the hate that's existed between the two natures for so long, or has existed towards gay people for so long. I really would love for it to us to be able to get to a point where gay isn't looked at as bad or demonized. Because even if it's people I'm cool with, and they be like, "Oh yeah, he's a fish, or he's this or that," I'm just like, "So, like, what happened? What's wrong?"
But it makes you wonder, why are we so preoccupied? Yeah, why are we so preoccupied with what other people are doing?
No, nigga, I'm not. Yo, why?
Why do you care? Like, if he likes fucking dudes, why do you care? From he's never stepped to you, you've never felt disrespected by him. Why do you care? Like, we're, as a society, we are so preoccupied with what people are doing with their personal sex lives. it's bizarre as fuck.
And I like being the dude in the room because I can fight and I got a pretty good history out here. So it's like, yeah, what happened? Why y'all so worried about that? Let the nigga do what he's gonna do. If he wanna do him, he do him. And niggas like, Tyler, you bugging out. But I like being the one that starts, that puts that seed in your head that you can actually not care about whether he's gay or not.
It's like cool. People who disown their children because their kids are gay. Crazy. They're never going to have grandchildren. Okay, so it's about your need to have grandchildren or your need to feel normal. It's not really about who they're choosing to have sex with. Because again, why do you care?
Oh, it's not natural. Oh, it's that. Well, you think you was meant to fuck somebody in the ass? Because you be fucking shorties in the ass. That's not natural.
Exactly.
If sex is all about reproduction, why do you need to get your dick sucked?
Exactly.
If we're going by what the Bible say, I'm pretty sure
Mary, none of those Mary things are in there.
Come up and give Jesus head after she dried his feet with her hair. I'm pretty sure that wasn't in the New Testament, nigga. Shit. Come on.
It's
man.
True. It's very, very true. Oh my goodness me. You have a tweet that went viral recently.
Yeah, man.
How do you know, when did you know the person was crazy, like crazy, crazy? So I'm going to ask you that in two ways. What is the craziest thing you've ever done over a woman? And what's the craziest thing a woman has ever done over you? Does that make sense what I'm asking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was...
I feel like you create stalkers. I'm just saying.
Yeah, pretty much. I've had some very intense experiences with women. I'm a Pisces, and that means that I'm done.
Yeah.
Overnight. It just clicks. And,
yeah.
You know, they have this, the sign of the Pisces is that two feet going both ways, right? And mm-hmm. it also means that you're all over the place. And
mm-hmm.
that's if emotionally, mentally, that's spiritually, that's when you think about the things that you want to do. Maybe you have a drive one day, you're like, oh, I want to open a restaurant. And the next day you're like, oh, you know what? I want to go be a podcaster. Yeah. And next day you're like, you know what I mean? I want to go over here. Oh, I want to go over here. That's the nature of a Pisces, to kind of be all over the place, in my experience. But emotionally, we are a lot too. And so being that way, we tend to... go on and off a lot. So yeah, stalking, because if you're on with a person, you're all the way in, you think you're in love, and then the next day you're like, you know what, I'm kind of over this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's that can, you know, so what's the thing, what the one thing that I can say was crazy was a guy took my girlfriend. She was 21. And I guess we had a great sexual relationship for a while. And I don't know, maybe she didn't believe in us, or maybe I didn't do what I needed to do at the time. I'm not sure, but I started falling in love with her. But something happened, and she was like, yo, I need space. And I didn't understand why she needed space. And so I followed her to a club. And when I got in the club, they knew who I was because I was from the street. Like I said, I keep saying. So as soon as I walked in, like, Tahoe, what's up? You want a table? I was like, nah, I'm going upstairs in the VIP. So they let me go upstairs in the VIP. And I look over the ledge and I see her dancing and I'm just watching. I'm by myself. And she had this weird interaction with a man that I didn't know.
Oh.
And so I'm watching. And then she goes to her homegirl and she's like, yo, I'm about to leave, this, that, and the other. You could tell. She's like, I'm about to dip, this, that, and the other. Homegirl's, all right, blah, blah, blah. And she goes with dude and they both start walking out the club. I followed them out the club.
Oh, jeez.
Get outside. I'm like, yo, who the fuck this nigga out of? He keeps walking. She's like, I told you, I need space. I told you that. And she keep going. And I realize I'm about to get wild. And so I stopped. And I just watched like, yo. Because ultimately, my ego is everything. You just chose that nigga over me. Like, I'm begging you to leave a nigga, right?
Yeah.
That was, like I said, I was 20-something years old, so it was a lot younger. But it took me a moment. I was so mad, right? So next day, she called, whatever. Obviously, she fucked the nigga. You know, she was fucking with him now. That's who she chose. And I was head over heels, man. This is... listening to it, to I can't sleep, baby.
You're just, you know, the love songs, them.
In the car going crazy, just so fortunate to have you, girl. And just going crazy, just lay, sitting in my car for hours, just smoking blunt after blunt, just going crazy. Driving on the highway for hours, just listening to music, sad. And eventually, she and I started talking back on a lover's type of tip, right? I was sweating for a while, but I got her back. I used to pull up when he wasn't around, you know, buy her things when he wasn't around. And, you know, fuck it. Yeah, I wanted my bitch back. I wanted my mine back.
Yeah.
And part of me, just if anybody feels that a way about that word, I don't mean no disrespect.
They're not feeling no way. Fuck them people.
Yeah, so eventually, I guess homie found out that I was fucking with his girl. And she, I had won her back, but she was in this relationship with this nigga.
Oh.
Right? And so I go by her crib. She's telling me that, yo, he threatened her, whatever, whatever. So I go by the crib, and there's a bunch of us outside. And he came around the corner. He must have came around the corner with like six guys, and they all had guns. And it was like the wild fucking West. She's like holding me. I'm like, nah, fuck that. And like I push her and I go out on the street and I'm standing there and it's like six of them. I promise you. And he's like in the middle, like the main guy. And I'm like, bro, I love her. Do you love her? Cause I'm not going nowhere. If you're gonna kill me, cause I love my bitch.
Oh my God, what?
It's facts. That's facts. This is all, I swear everything. This is facts. And he looked at his man. His man was aggressive. His man was ready to get it in. And he held his man like arm. And he was like, yo, man, fuck that bitch. And they turned around and they left. And
I got shut up.
And I was with her for another 2.5-3 years after that. Yeah.
Shut up.
Had a whole stand down over her. Facts. But it took a while because they was together for a while. It's not like it just happened. And maybe, you know, like I said, I was 23. I'm 40-something years old now. So I can't do it. Time is, it might take me 8 months. But I was on her for 8 months. All her trying to
get her back.
Trying to get my business back. And then we wound up being together for another 2-3 years after that. Mm-hmm. Had a
wow, you were in love.
Or infatuated. Because a lot of men don't realize that they just infatuated. A lot of people don't realize infatuation ain't love.
Okay, do you think that you acted the way that you acted because it was more of a competition? Like you wanted her to... No?
No. So let me take that back. I don't think I was infatuated. And the reason why is because she was the first person... She was the first relationship that I have now. She was the first person that gave me that feeling.
Okay. Right?
So I had had women before that, but she was the first person who I felt understood me, felt me, or gave me her. And I felt her, and we wanted to be together all the time. And we laughed and joked, and it didn't just have to be about sex. My mom caught me eating her pussy before, and I told my mother, get out.
Shut up.
Yes, get out. Why would you come in here? I'm eating pussy like that. And so there was a connection there, but you know, there were other things. There were other things that I probably just wasn't providing because I didn't understand what women need. You don't. Who teaches you that if you don't have a dad? If you don't have an older brother, who teaches?
Sometimes
you
that? Even when you have those things, you still don't get the lessons that you need.
Who teaches you that? You know what I'm saying? So women who, or another man, and he was older than me, so another person who understands the nature of women or had experience with women and just knew how to talk to them, relate to them when he wanted something from them, he was able to just blow me right out the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'll see you dealing with this kid over here. Let me show you life.
Right.
Take you out all the time. Let me buy you things, take you shopping. You know what I'm saying? Eat your pussy on the highway.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Show you some big boy things. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Hey. And,
since then, I've realized that there are other ways to have sex with your woman than physical. You have to show her presence in so many different ways. And I'm not presence with an ENT.
ENT, yes.
Presence.
to show up, to be there.
Yeah. You have to be there.
Mm-hmm. And what's the craziest thing a woman has ever done over you? Or what's the moment that you realize the person that you're with was like bananas?
All right, don't laugh.
Bro, you can laugh. You can't start off by saying that.
I just remember this one moment, and there's been a million of them. But there's been a million, because ladies, I will say this, as much as I have been championing it, y'all can be intense. Especially if the dick good, or especially if you feel competition with somebody else, women get intense. Or if you just like, no, fuck that. Women can get intense.
Yes.
There's two instances. The one recently where a woman called me maybe 200, 300 times in a half an hour, to the point where I call, my daughter's with me. My daughter's might have been 19 at the time. And I'm like, yo, she won't stop calling my phone. I can't even use my phone. I just like, my daughter picks up the phone and is like, hello. She's like, yeah, let me speak to your father. And she's like, he doesn't want to talk to you anymore. And she was like, little girl, get off the fucking phone. Let me speak to your father. I don't care.
Wow.
This ain't give a fuck. And whatever. But I think the ultimately, off the top of the head, one of the craziest things a woman has done. Shit, that's so many different ones. Like, I believe that I had a 26-year-old daughter.
What?
She lied to me, told me it was my daughter. This other one, she told me it was my daughter. Wound up having to take a DNA test last year. We found out that she was never my daughter. And she lied to me for years. Told me that she was my daughter.
What the fuck?
Just to fuck with me. And, like, so we're talking about the craziest. That might have to take the cake, because for all of these years, up until this person is 26 years now, I didn't have constant communication with this young girl. She would disappear very often, and she would keep my communication with this younger lady away from
me. Because she knew that wasn't your child.
But she stuck to the story.
Damn.
Right? So that might be one of the craziest. But if we're going to talk about in the moment, I'm in the house with a young lady, and I love her to this day. She's a great friend, everything. And I've spoken about this story so many times. And I'm like, yo, I didn't like her drinking. And when she got drunk, she just became super passionate and super, like, aggressive and super, you know. And I'm just like, yo, this is a turnoff. That's why, to this day, I'm really not into when women get drunk around me. I'm really not into it. And so she's like going off. She's like, I don't give a fuck. This is my dick. You ain't leaving this fucking house. I don't give a fuck. Da 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 da. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to wind up calling the police. Yo, you got to leave, bro. You bugging. I can't leave my own house. So I acted like I called the police, but I didn't. I didn't call the police. And she's like, you fucking pussy. You called the fucking police on me? Because I want to spend time with you. You was a bitch. And I'm like, well, hurry up, because I already called. So you gotta leave. I'm looking out the window, act like I'm looking for them and shit. I'm like, where they at? Damn, they taking mad long. But I ain't cool. And she was like, well, I'm not leaving. They just gonna have to take me to jail, because you ain't
shut up.
You ain't leaving till I leave, motherfucker. You ain't going to the country. But this girl was crazy, because I remember one time somebody posted a picture. I'm not in the picture per se. But she found my sneaker.
What?
I was sitting on the couch behind a girl, and I was talking to the girl, but there was no way in this picture that you could tell I was talking to this girl. She saw my friends in the picture. You remember back in the days that I had 6 days, six nights? What was them websites that you could go to and see pictures from the club back in the days?
I know what you're talking about. With the ones that the photographers post. Yes. Like I know what you're talking about.
Is that everybody in the club?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's when you would find your picture?
Yes.
She went through those pictures, saw my friends, and then found my sneaker in the picture behind this girl, found out who the girl was.
Holy shit.
And then found out, because of my sneaker in the picture that I was fucking with the girl.
So, Taho, mega please. What are you doing to these women to make them mad up, son? What?
You grab them by their neck and you look them in their face. You spit in their mouth. You do all kind of shit like that.
And make them into psychotic stalkers.
You ain't just going to be out here spitting in other bitches' mouths. Fuck that.
So you That's know what it is that you do to turn people out and you still do it anyway?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like giving experiences that make you walk down the house. One of my things is a woman coming on herself the next day at work.
Thinking about it.
Thinking about, like...
That's how they show up and try to kill you. Cause...
Yeah. Okay, I must say, I almost maybe have about 3 lives left. There's 9 of them. I definitely been taken out about 6 times.
Because the thing is, if a woman doesn't know herself, I would say women carry their feelings in their pom-pom. The majority of women carry their feelings in their pom-pom. And the majority of women associate really good dick or really good sex or what they think is good dick and good sex with love. And you know what I mean? Unless you're having conversations with them to check in with them to make sure that they're actually stable and okay, they'll take that shit to like a whole other level.
Yeah, trust me, I know. But this power, sex is, they transfer energy is incredible. And it's something that, unless you understand it, like, you know, monogamy has been setting us in a way that you misinterpret your feelings. You misinterpret the ownership part of it. Mm. The connection is skewed. People lie all the time. Men lie all the time. Women have been taught to lie all the time. And I want to know, who do you think is a big liar when it comes to sex and cheating? Is it men or women?
Women.
But men get caught for it and talk about it all the time. But women,
absolutely. I think that women are, I think women are more discreet unless they intentionally want to hurt the person.
Yeah.
But I think because we're better at discretion, I think because even if not directly, maybe inadvertently, we've been taught to always wear the face of innocence, even when we're not. I think that there's definitely a lot more that women get away with because no one's necessarily looking for that thing in her. Like, you'll say to yourself, like, when would a woman, worse if she's married and has kids, right? You say to yourself, well, when would she have time to cheat? Because, you know, she's got the kids and she's got the house and she's got soccer and she's got this and she's got that. Right. And so when you're looking at her, it's the last thing that you expect. But that's what I was saying, because there's a different face that we wear, I think that we're better at it because it's not really expected of us.
Exactly. So when the nigga's out trying to cheat,
yes,
when you're out trying to do things, she already got her shit that she know. Mm-hmm. He's not coming home till 4, 5. We have these next 4 hours. And homeboy over there wearing your bitch out while you thinking that you
doing something, being out in the streets till 4 o'clock in the morning. She will have that man come and lay down in your bed.
And he done, or hit her in the vestibule. Or she done locked out in the car somewhere or went to the motel.
Exactly.
And the grandma and the mom and the sister and all be complicit. And you done never know because you done run to them to go tell, oh, she been acting this way, this, that, and the other. And they looking like,
they don't care. They don't care.
It's an interesting dynamic that men think that we're the only ones out here doing things. And then, you know, often I say to women, they say, oh, he cheated on me, what do I need to do? And sometimes you gotta cheat back. Sometimes men need to realize that you're human too, to get to that understanding and respect to say, okay, I see her differently. My lady cheated on me.
Your current lady?
Not cheated in a way where we were, so I was single and she basically like, yo, I want to be with you. Like, what is this? What we've been doing for a long time? And I was like, I want to be single. I want to do me. But if I find out you're doing you, I'm not going to fuck with you like that. Like, I need to know that's mine. You know, she was like, basically, backed into a wall where it was like, all right, either I tell him I'm still going to do me, or I just keep my nigga and he just don't know. And that's what she did. She kept me and I didn't know until I found out. But when I found out, because I had gone through a period of enlightenment, I want to say, I was just looking at it like, kind of forced her to do that. Because if somebody tell me it's me or you, I'm choosing me.
Every damn time.
Like, okay.
Every fucking time.
You are arrogant enough that you hold, you know you hold a bigger position in this relationship than me. You realize that. I want you. I'm here at your house. I'm willing to do all of these things. And you basically gonna say, well, I'm not gonna do it back. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, that's kind of... So you want to be single but hold her hostage until you were ready to do more?
Yeah.
Sir. Yeah, so you definitely...
That she had sex with a man or women as well. And I was looking at it and I was so bothered at first. But then I was just like... I forced you onto that thing.
Ultimatums will do that.
I was out here doing me, and you had to know that and go home and lay on that and had to know that I'm not answering your call tonight because I'm probably with somebody else or whatever, ever. And that's when I decided, I was like, all right, what you trying to do here? Are you trying to be with her? Or are you trying to be mad at her for being human? Or are you going to respect her for being human? And that's why I said sometimes you got to cheat back, because at the end of the day, that's when I realized who I'm fucking with. I've met my match. I'm not better than her in this, right? That we are equal partners in this situation. We care how many followers I have or how many more people I have or how much money I have or whatever. We are
none of that means partners. Anything.
We are equal partners here.
Yes.
This person that you're either going to respect or disrespect. You have two choices. You understand? And so respect one. 3 years later, here we are.
Has your perspective on monogamy changed in favor of polyamory? Or do you still believe that monogamy is also possible?
I believe that in the right to choose what works for you in this situation. So, for instance, I want to be with my girl forever. I have not cheated on her. We still managed to explore the idea of polyamory. Because just, I find women very amazing, and nobody is going to be your everything, and nobody really should try to be your everything. And so my idea of polyamory is more, am I willing to accept if she needs something else? Am I willing to, because like I said, there's a respect level, right? So this, we're half of each. So if I need to do something, am I willing to accept that she needs to do something?
Right.
And so that's kind of why I haven't done nothing, because once I get to the point where I'm cool with the fact that she might need something else, then I'll feel cool with saying, all right, I can do this as well.
Right.
So.
But you need to make sure she's okay first.
I need to make sure she's okay, but I also want to make sure that I'm okay that if she did it too.
Right. Okay. I get that.
That's my thing. And ego comes into play there, understanding that sex is just an experience. It's literally playing basketball with somebody else, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a scrimmage of sorts, you know, but it has nothing to do. Me having sex with another woman does not mean I don't want my girl. I love my girl. I'm in love with my girl. I'm totally enthralled by my girl. I'm entertained and I feel full with her, but that doesn't mean that I don't see this girl over here be like, man, I'd bust her ass. And the fact is, we do these play parties with Heart of Soft and we have our fun together, so the idea is always there. I think that you can be polyamorous at one point in your life and monogamous in another. I think that it all depends on where you are today. I know people that are polyamorous right now that are in monogamous relationships just because of where they are today.
Yes.
I'm really not a fan of labels. Once I realized that I don't like the way the world treats LGBTQIA community, I realized that even if we're black and white, even if you look at black people, white people is a label they put on things.
Yes.
To combat blackness.
Yes.
This is not a positive thing. We use things as a term of endearment. Say we took the word nigga and we took it for us. Okay, we put empowered, but you got to understand that they're empowered by these labels.
Yes.
The fact that they're using all of these labels. We're human beings. We do different things. Where there's a rainbow, there's a multitude of feelings, attractions, things that turn you on, turn you off. There is no way to box any of that, because I might feel this way today and feel another way tomorrow.
True.
So you got to find a label for a person that feels this way today and feels the way tomorrow that makes you bi, or that makes you queer, or that makes you this, or makes you that. Like, I think
this makes you human.
It makes you human. And an open human is a powerful motherfucker. A closed motherfucker is a closed human is a dangerous motherfucker. And I feel like the LGBTQIA community has taken those labels and added power to them for them to say, yes, I am this. What you gonna do?
Yes.
Right? Which I understand, but I realize that the origin of it was a hateful thing. The origin of all of these labels were hateful. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really not into any of it. Poly, monogamous, gay, black, white, LGBTQIA, whatever. I'm really not into none of it, because you're human. You're human. My skin doesn't define me. It does now, because they made it that way.
Yes.
They made it that way. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm a human motherfucking being, and I have the same feelings, emotions, drives, and everything else is everybody the fuck else out here. And I deserve to be respected as that. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I love that. And you know what? On that note, I'm going to wrap things up. Tahoe. Is Tahoe your government name? You don't have to.
Nah, yes, it's yes. Not. My name is Sakai. My name is Sakai, S-E-K-A-Y-I.
That's beautiful. It means
laughter in Swahili. My mother's an amazing person. She came up with that name when I was, you know, a baby.
Where did Tahoe come from?
The streets, doing what the streets do.
Tahoes are heavy. If I'm thinking about like the truck, the Tahoe, they're heavy. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for being an amazing guest. Thank you for sharing so much of yourself. Thank you for sharing words of wisdom and just really like the personal pieces about yourself. I think sometimes as podcasters and sometimes as public faces, there are pieces that people miss in getting to know us. So I appreciate you letting us into your life.
Are you going to jerk off tonight?
I'm probably going to. I tend to like want a spliff and rub one out before I go to bed. But my rub out sessions are very, very quick. Like, I'm very strategic. I know exactly what pressure points to push. And anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes, maybe 10 if I prolong it.
It's so funny that I was talking about this with Orlando this week. I am a journey masturbator.
Explain.
I don't want to go to the ones that I know going to get me out quick.
Really?
I want to go to 17 videos, watch half of it. All right, this is cool. Go to the next one. Watch it. I need that build up.
No, I can't. I can't that take that. Yeah. That build up is frustrating to me.
Now you want sex, huh?
Yeah, because it's like, when I'm in that headspace and when I feel some type of way, I was like, you know what? I don't want to play around with myself. Like, I just want to come, and I want to come hard, and I want to come fast, and I want that wave to ride itself as long as possible. And I'm good with one. Like, I don't even need to go back for a second, unless I'm like super high. Then I might go back for like a second one. But usually if I've won a spliff, had a glass of wine, and I do that rub out real nice, it's bedtime. Bedtime. Yeah. It's time to go to sleep for like 3 hours. I have insomnia, so the sleep sessions don't last very long. But
yeah, 3 hours blew my mind just now. I'm like 3.
Yeah. The max I get is maybe 5, but 3 is typical for me. And on that happy note, can you please?
I was thinking all types of shit, because I'm thinking, I know after a good session, if you only sleep 5 hours, it wasn't good enough.
Generally don't go to sleep after sex, no matter how good it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I like to fuck. Like, I like to fuck a lot. And, like, I'd fuck until my pom-pom is swell and still not go to sleep.
How many orgasms is that?
So I've told this story before. The max number that I hit when I stopped counting was 28.
All right.
What happened?
That's a
and
lot.
I'm a squirter. Shit. And I'm a squirter. Like, we soaked through the mattress. The room that we were in had two beds.
The bed is wet.
Yeah, soaked through the mattress. Because the thing is, it's like I say, like, it's like a tap. Once you turn it on, it just gushes and it keeps coming. And keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming. Mm. It just wets up everything.
Yeah, it don't stop. That thing. Yeah.
That's why I say, if you get a hotel room, make sure you get one that has two queen size beds, because one will not be able to. Yeah, you sleep on one, fuck on the other. Wet up one, one's wet, one's dry. You know? One of those kind of good things. Tahoe, tell people where they can find you. Your play parties, are they open to the public?
Absolutely. You just listen to Hard or Soft podcast. We speak about them as well on So Shameless podcast.
When's the next one? I need to come to one. I'm gonna come to New York specifically for one.
Stop playing. Our 2-year anniversary is March 5th, and it's looking to be an extravagant. Okay. Matter of fact, we're planning it right now. We're going to LA. We're going on tour next week.
Okay.
And we're planning the 2-year anniversary play party when we get back. It should be absolutely.
Will it be in New York?
It'll be in New York.
There will excellent.
Be performances. There will be, what do you call it? Basically, when you go over here and there's something happening over here,
yes.
Go over here, something happens. So it's interactive.
Okay.
So it's not just you going there to play by yourself.
Yes.
You can watch different shows going on and things of that nature to celebrate everything that we've been doing over the last 2 years.
Okay.
It's going to be something else.
I like that. Okay. You what?
We're about to prove a point with this one.
Okay.
Another level.
I like that. So the details can be found through Hard and Soft, Hard or Soft, Hard and Soft, Hard or Soft, Hard or Soft podcast page. On your page, do you have a link in your bio that people can click to get the same information?
Put it up on Tahoe_TV, but come on over and check us out. Check me out. Okay. See.
Perfect. And I'll also put up your details in the write-up of the bio, so people are just like a click away from getting to you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I had a great time. And don't be a stranger. Don't be like that.
I didn't intend on being a strange nothing. We have a vibe. We have a connection now. We're people. So that's cool. Pum Pum Posse, bless up yourselves. This has been the Pum Pum Chronicles podcast. Of course, as always, you know, make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Continue to practice your self-care, your self-love. Happy Black History Month. This is also the season of seasonal depression. Please make sure to take care of yourselves. Check on your loved ones. Check on your friends. Check on your strong friends, your not-so-strong friends. Check on everybody. Just make sure that people are in a good place. And we will talk to you next week.
On the left side, can bring out them fuck, yeah.
Yo. Trim girl, eh? You see them? Watch it. You see them? You see them? Eh. The bass a bump fast, but you a wine slow like a pro. Oh, what a flow, what a flow. They could just a ride up. You know what a show. Spin up the whole of me door. Tell you and your friend them. Who no bad from? Bad from your little and a grow. Karate, look ya. You make caca crow.
Take time now, here's a wine and a guanzo. Here's a jiggle and a guanzo. Take time now, here's a wine and a guanzo. How are you? Hey, girl, you got mad me? How are you? Stop tell me for damage you. Girl, you got mad me? How are you? Who tell you so me can't manage you? Yo, you got mad me? Me set up. Mind you slip out my back. Oh, you come for mad me? Bet so you not chat when me train for young comba.
Me jump in a me car, link me grandpa. Don't a west, him always know what's best.
Back in the days of the summer sap, strengthen up our back, no girl couldn't contest.
Then give me some noni, mix with summer sap and a pound of the high grade cess.
Then him say,
why no, do what me tell you. And when you see her, tell her hi, son, yo.
Me did, drive go country, me run, come back up. Reach a town all of the shop, them lock up. Tiger mad, me a fi get shop up with a magnum tonic for the extra tap up.
Me call her,
she see me number and a pop up.
Yo, me soak her, me wake up.
Hang up, drive with a grill, do I get knock up. When she come out, me say, what up?
Here go mad me, how are you? Who this, I know you. Why you a go mad me, how am I do? Take time with me, not do. Here go mad me, mash up my back. So you come for mad me? Lad, we shouldn't chat. See, they know I the whole combo.